Ari Sarkar, APAC president at MasterCard, joins us. And Mr. Sarkar, thanks very much for joining us. So we do want to talk a little bit about the fintech festivals that are ongoing, but I think we'll take a broader look at first and look at consumer spending. MasterCard is in such a unique position, unlike a lot of companies which have a lot of different factors playing on them in different countries. Yours is probably a little bit more consistent. Where are you seeing some of the most healthy consumer activity in the Asia Pacific?
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Juliet. Pleasure to be here this morning with you. I think the overall story in Asia Pacific is that in the post-COVID world, things are rebounding actually fairly strongly. And I'll talk this in terms of both domestic spending as well as cross-border. On the domestic spending front, I think clearly consumers are getting out a lot more. And if you certain categories like restaurants, entertainment, and being able to, you know, basically be away from homes is seeing a clear rebound. And that is also reflecting in many corridors across Asia, which have now opened up for cross-border travel. And we're seeing that in a very aggressive cross-border spending that is increasing. Although I will admit that North Asia is still kind of shut out. Japan, Korea have been more recent moves to open up. I would argue that North Asia will see the resurgence in cross-border, possibly into first quarter of next year. But overall, I think digitization is clearly seeing a massive step up. E-commerce, if you index to 2019, you're probably somewhere in the 180% of 2019 volumes. If you look at our cross-border travel, despite North Asia being shut out, you are actually seeing a pretty solid rebound where we are almost at 2019 spend levels now. There is an inflation element here that is being built in, you know, with airline tickets, as we all know, as users of the service have significantly gone up, and that's more a demand versus supply capacity constraints. I think capacity is coming in aggressively in the airline space into first quarter. So you'll see some level of settling down as far as unit pricing is concerned. But overall, I think it's still a very positive story. Dare I say, the doom and gloom little bit coming out of Europe is not what we are seeing here in Asia Pacific. You know, consumer is strong, spending levels remain high, individual or consumer balance sheets are fairly clean. There's some concerns with a little bit of the interest rates moving up, but nothing that today tells us is not manageable with the visibility that one has. So we're looking for a good 2023.
All right, there certainly is revenge spending happening and revenge travel too. You are at the FinTech Festival, though, here in Singapore. Tell us about the movement forward and some of the movement that we're seeing in central bank digital currencies, how that plays into MasterCard's outlook.
You know, I think there is a host of central banks that are looking at central bank digital currencies. And I think we are seeing this as a development which is only gaining momentum. Some have started to release certain CBDCs, which are moving into what I call pilot stage, testing stage. But, needless to say, this is something that's going to gain further momentum. I think for us, we really see this as a development that will further click digitization in many of the economies and possibly drive deeper inclusion. What is very clear, the CBDCs will have a very profound impact in cross-border trade flows, which today is fraught with, you know, what I call the black hole of when money moves from point A to point B until it doesn't show up at the other end, which could be 5 to 6 days. You really don't know where it is and what the fee structures are. I really feel CBDCs will have a massive, massive efficiency drive as far as cross-border trade flows are concerned. Now, whether you pay with a CBDC at a Starbucks, I don't know. Is it a solution looking for a problem as far as retail payments are concerned? Time will tell, because there's enough choice today as far as retail payments in the domestic market is concerned. And therefore, we just have to see how central banks and others end up using it. But clearly, in wholesale trade, there's a massive application that's going to have for CBDCs.
Let me ask an oddball question. You're the APAC president at MasterCard. You could have either gone to the Singapore FinTech Festival or the Hong Kong one. Why'd you pick Singapore?
Well, for one, Brian, it's a lot easier to get in and out of Singapore. I think Hong Kong's just about opening up.
True.
And I think there's still an element of concern that you may go in, but can you leave? I think those are the real concerns that I think consistency and policy and being able to have what I call sustained ability to build confidence, I think is going to be very critical in the post-COVID world. And I think Singapore shines on that front, right? They've really taken on the challenge in the post-COVID world. They're not working towards a zero COVID policy. COVID is now pretty much endemic. You know, we're not worried about this as much as China is. And I think that is going to build a lot more confidence of people to move around. And they know that they can come in and leave without having the uncertainty of what the future might hold.
And it's just better, isn't it? No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to get you into that argument between Hong Kong and Singapore. Ari, we thank you so much for your time. Ari Sarkar, APAC President at MasterCard, with us from the Singapore FinTech Festival.